For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. At the end of this month, the application period opens for Arkansas businesses that want to grow or sell medical marijuana. Licenses are granted by the State Medical Marijuana Commission. That commission recently agreed to a standard for scoring those applications. Joel DePippa, lawyer for the Department of Finance and Administration, which will oversee those businesses, says that careful scoring is important because if applicants have reason to sue, the commission would have to justify its fairness and uniformity.
All good merit-based scoring is objective, and you can pull it out of a desk years later, give it to someone new, and have a result that is substantially similar to what originally occurred.
Commissioner Stephen Carroll was the most vocal supporter of strict subsection scoring, not for the purpose of litigation, but to give applicants the clearest idea of what the commission will be looking for.
I mean, that's what I've seen in other RFPs that I've dealt with personally and in business, is that the weights are known ahead of time and that it's broken down to where you understand the importance of each section.
The state of Arkansas anticipates about 20 to 40,000 eventual users of medical marijuana. A recent article in Forbes alleges that the Trump family may have pocketed or redistributed charitable donations intended for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The money was raised through golf tournaments. It passed through the Eric Trump Foundation into Donald Trump's private business ventures, Forbes says. In 2011, more than $500,000 intended for St. Jude was redirected to other family charities, some of which became clients at Trump's golf courses. ALSAC, the fundraising arm of St. Jude, has not responded to the Forbes article at this time. This is Morning Edition on WKNO-FM. I'm Christopher Blank.